there's a really interesting part of this exhibition that says, okay, what were the occupations of immigrants' fathers? Because this information, remarkably in the 19th century, according to the book, was on the death certificates. And so this is a really useful source of information for us as people studying the 19th century. And it's really interesting when you look at the breakdown of the people who came to New Zealand in the 19th century, what background these people came from. There are a lot of people that are involved in agriculture, probably not as many as we would expect in some ways, but agriculture is very dominant. But the other thing that's a real feature of this is if you look over at what's happening in the United Kingdom at this time, the large number of people who are migrating to New Zealand who come from pre-industrial crafts. This is, I'm guessing, people like blacksmiths, coopers, flax weavers, these sorts of people that came to New Zealand. And highly underrepresented, again, is industrial. So you see how the Industrial Revolution was having an impact in Scotland, England, and Ireland, but so few of those people that are involved in the industries and secondary industries are migrating to New Zealand in the 19th century. And that's really significant when you're looking at the type of society that develops. And the thing that's really interesting, I think, also about this is that, as the researchers speculate, is the number of people who would have had quite a diverse sort of experience. So in the Shetland Islands, for example, people were both sort of small-scale farmers and people that were fishermen. And in Ulster, for example, there's people that are doing small-scale farming, but they're also involved with flax weaving and spinning. So as you can see, it's quite complex, the British and Irish migration to New Zealand. And what the researchers do on this exhibition is they finish by drawing some conclusions about New Zealand society in the 19th century at this time. And I think these are really helpful as you go off to your scholarship exam. The first one is persistence over time. So what we're seeing in migration in the 19th century is we're seeing people coming from the same place in the United Kingdom to New Zealand. And this indicates to us the importance of chain migration. People writing letters back to the United Kingdom and then coming out to join families and friends. You've constantly got people coming from the same communities and towns out to New Zealand. And that's bad news for Fairbairn, because if he's arguing that New Zealand was atomised, this really contradicts that. Because actually, these people aren't functioning nearly as much as individuals as he assumed, because these people are part of communities. They're coming to join communities that already exist. So the first point is persistence over time. The second point is about a tradition of versatility. And the researchers point out in this exhibition that in New Zealand in the 19th century, we used to argue that it was the frontier that made New Zealanders versatile. You know the story, and this is what I was taught when I studied history, that essentially New Zealanders came out here, people came out here, and there weren't specialists here, so we had to become the jack of all trades. We had to become good at fixing things, and it's developed this bloke in sheds type sort of mentality. The frontier created the versatile New Zealand male. Well, this research actually challenges that idea. It actually suggests that the very reason people are migrating to New Zealand is to retain a sense of versatility. They're not coming to New Zealand and learning that versatility here. They learned it already. It was coming under threat from things like industrialization, commercialization of fishing, and it's forcing people into specialization. And New Zealand's migrants are avoiding that sort of specialization and coming to New Zealand to continue that versatile general life. Thirdly, there's a suspicion of the city. New Zealand's migrants are not industrial, and they are overrepresented as coming from non-urban areas. And this is despite the fact that the boats are largely leaving from major ports. And the researchers speculate that perhaps this creates in New Zealanders a suspicion of the city. And I think it still exists in New Zealand society today. You know, you look at the attitudes that many of us have towards Auckland. You know, oh, the big city. Oh, I'm glad I don't live there. Oh, I hated it when I lived there. That sort of view. New Zealanders are still suspicious of cities. Maybe this idea comes from the 19th century. Because maybe instead of these migrants migrating into Lancashire or London or Glasgow, or these people are choosing to make the other migration, the bigger migration, to the other side of the world. A choice to not become part of one of the megacities, but to keep that rural or semi-rural life going. And maybe that's where that suspicion of the city within New Zealand comes from.